You're listening to WCNO Palm City.
Welcome to the Mindy Molina Show. I'm Mindy Molina, investment advisor representative, licensed insurance agent, and fiduciary. This is a live show, and I'll be here to take your calls at 772-221-1100 with any of your financial concerns. Again, that's 772-221-1100. Well, good afternoon, friends. Welcome to the Mindy Molina Show, Investments and Insurance. We're going to be talking today about annuities. Annuities come with a very, I would say, different reputation, sometimes good, sometimes bad. We're going to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly, and some of the wonderful things they do, and then some of the things that you certainly want to keep an eye out for and avoid. Before we get started with that, though, I do want to say this is a live show, and I know that a lot of you that are listening certainly have annuities in your investment portfolio. So I want you to, if you can, go grab those statements, bring them out, and now is the time to review those and see what it is that you are invested in and find out if you have the good, the bad, or the ugly of annuities. And really see what kind of tool it is in your quiver of investment options, right? So not all investments are bad. I don't like to say this whole group is bad or this whole group is good. They all are tools. We're not going to use a wrench to bake a cake or use a blender. Help me out, Frank. What's a kitchen tool? We're not going to use kitchen tools to work on our car, okay? Yeah. So we want to make sure that these tools, these investment vehicles, are used correctly, because when used correctly, they can be phenomenal. There's a reason why they're in existence, but there's
it's
also
like going for a jog in stilettos.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You wouldn't do that. Exactly. Nobody does that. So before we begin, again, I encourage you, give us a call. I'd love to hear from some of you today and really sharing with us your experience, or most importantly, answering some of your questions about the annuities that you may already have, or maybe you're considering investing in. Okay. I don't like the word. I know with around annuities and any insurance products, they always say, oh, to buy an annuity or sell an annuity. It's an investment. Okay. You're investing in it. And I look at it that way. So I want you to think about it that way as well. And let's find out what it is that you have, or what it is you're thinking about investing in for your future. And let's see if we can help you make a good choice around those. Okay. So give us a call, 772-221-1100. Again, 772-221-1100. I am joined here with Frank Borelli, my co-advisor, fiduciary, insurance agent, and he is going to lead us in prayer as always. Go ahead, Frank.
Dear mighty God, we are so grateful, Lord, for your rich and many blessings, Lord, for the very life that you give us, Lord. And we ask that you bless this time together, Lord, as our voices and our thoughts and ideas travel over the airways, Lord, that we might be able to help the people in the listening audience, Lord, to make the very best choices with the talents, with the minas that you've given them, Lord. You've charged us to be found good and faithful stewards, Lord. And we ask for your help, for your blessings, your protection over this time, Lord. We ask in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Frank. And yes, we have been charged to be good stewards of our finances. And I think that we do everything in our power to make good choices around that. All of us do, including you listening right now. And part of that is staying in tune with what it is that you have. And I think, again, I can't encourage you enough. Now's the time to grab your statement. If you have an annuity or a proposal, whatever you have around this annuity concept, and let's dive into it right now. So going into how I wanted to start the show was really to start with the history of annuities. And Frank is a history buff. So at first he's like, why are you going into all of this? But then he started to see the things that I was seeing about the past and how we can build upon that and understand them more and how powerful they are. So again, annuities themselves are not a new concept. This is a very, very old investment strategy, okay? And it goes back, archaeologists have found that it goes all the way back to ancient Egyptians, right? They had annuities for one of their princes. And it can be traced back to ancient Rome, which is really where it started to develop, I think, and become more of what it is today. The Roman Empire had it that a buyer and a seller, there's that language again, entered into a contract that were called annua, A-N-N-U-A, just like the word in Latin, it means annual. Okay, so you're annual again, and then hence the word annuity, right? So that's where it comes from. It's tracked all the way back to the Roman Empire with that. And Frank, tell us, when was the Roman Empire? How far back was that for the ones of us that are not history buffs?
Well, roughly approximately from 500 BC almost to 1500 AD.
Yes.
Well, nearly 2,000 years.
So that's an incredible amount of time going all the way back that this concept would work. And what it, how it worked even then was this, is a annua or annuity, as they called it, involved a buyer paying a lump sum to a seller. So you're essentially selling your lump sum of money. And then the seller, in this case, would pay an annual payment to the buyer. So I'm going to take my lump sum, I'm going to sell it to Frank in exchange for an annual payment.
Right.
That's it. The annual, the annua, the annuity. Mm-hmm. This is the concept. Sounds pretty basic, but it's like, why would anyone do that? You know, why would somebody sell off their money in exchange for a trickle effect? Well, the idea is that the sellers wanted to try to predict the lifespan of this person and say, okay, so you give me $100,000 and then I pay you $700 a month for the rest of your life. Well, how do we know if that's a good deal? Depends on how long you live. Right. So if you only live for two more years, it's a great deal
for the insurance company.
Yeah, it's a great deal. But if you just keep going and going and set records with your lifespan, then you win. The person that is getting the payment is going to be the one that wins. And this is kind of where the evolution. And actually there I was reading that it was also in the ancient Roman time where the first version of today's actuarial, you could practice that word, table originated. And that's where they try to calculate the probability of a human life expectancy, which is what life insurance is founded on. It's what annuities are founded on. Even
life
long-term
expectancy.
Care, life expectancy. And those tables update. Why? Because people keep living longer and longer and longer. I wonder what they were during that time, right? How long did they live? 30, 40? I don't know. I bet that's an interesting thing. See, you know what? While I'm talking, you Google it and see if he is going to look it up. So we can attribute a lot of our annuities today all the way back to ancient Rome. And then we move on as annuities progress into the 16th century, where they became a little more sophisticated. And they had these programs in England, France, and Holland. And in fact, many European nations opted to issue annuities instead of government bonds. Oh, the phone number. Yes, this is a live show again.
772-221-1100. Call in with your questions, concerns, conversations, stories about annuities or your life investment products or situations at 772-221-1100. And that lifespan was 22 to 23 years. The average lifespan of a Roman citizen was about 22 to 23 years.
Wow.
According to Bing.
Bing. Wow. We've come a long way. That was at way less half of what I was projecting. Wow. That's awesome. Unbelievable. And now we project things all the way 100 years more, 120 years. Most of our projections for when we're calculating how long a person could live for, how many, when the speculators are trying to figure out, is this a good deal or not? They're actually looking off of 120 years. That's really awesome. So we've come a long way with our medical stuff. We can certainly say that. So going back to the 16th century, England, France, Holland, and many European nations used annuities to fund their like government programs and construction and projects. So a lot of the structures that you see today were actually built because of these annuity programs that they offered back then. And then by the 18th and 19th centuries, annuities became high society. Okay, so your ultra wealthy and high society people would want these annuities, including the royals and the royal family. Why? Because it was leveraging against the idea that they could ever go into poverty. So it's like shoring up and protecting you from poverty. Well, isn't that what we want to do in retirement? We're trying to protect ourselves from poverty. And for them, this article says it was more about the humiliation of poverty, which I understand to a bit. But what about the maintaining your lifestyle and keeping up with the cost of living and just having that ability to say the way I'm living today, I can live for the rest of my life. There's a lot of power in that. And obviously that strategy goes back a long, long time of locking in your wealth and your lifestyle, more importantly. And then guess what? Who were the first to use annuities and really make annuities popular in the United States? Well, back then called the New World. Pastors.
I saw that in the notes here. Pastors.
That's exactly right. So, we had pastors. Go ahead. You want to tell
them
about it?
They were funded by donations from their congregants and church leaders, states. In fact, any funds that widows or orphans receive have their origins in these type of annuities.
Exactly. So going back to when they first showed up in Pennsylvania and didn't become offered to the public until 1912. But prior to that, it was pastors that were using the annuity structure through their congregation and their churches. So in 1912, they were starting to become popular outside of the congregation, and an insurance company offered them to the public. And it wasn't until after the Great Depression when it really came on, because I've always heard the saying, as I was becoming licensed and learning and I guess being mentored in the insurance world, that annuities are what got us out of the Great Depression. Annuities are what got us out of the Great Depression. I never really understood what that meant. But what happened was they became very, very popular. Why?
Here's, no market risk.
Well, I look at it because I think any reason that things become popular, it's because maybe Frank is doing something and I'm like, hey, that's working. That I'm going to try that. Your friends, your family, your pastor is having success. So when you started to see this, and I'm just going to tell a story, I guess that's the best way to explain what I'm thinking is, in 2008, September of 2008, I walked into a house with a couple who had called. At the time, I was working for an insurance company. And he's upset, as we all can recall. In September of 2008, the market was crashing. And he's got all of these statements. And his wife had always handled everything, and she had come down with a form of dementia. So now he's got all of these files drug out, and he's shown me this stuff, and he wanted to know why whatever is happening with these accounts, I want all of these accounts to be like that one, because he was getting his statements and his account values were plummeting, you know, 20, 30, 40%. And then he was getting statements for these other accounts and his account value was the exact same, hadn't lost one penny in it. So he's stressed and trying, and he's like wanting to understand why is it he's losing all this money in these accounts, but not these. And I'm like, okay, well, being the person that I am, I wasn't too sure at the time. This was when I was very first getting started in the insurance world. But this is how I learned about annuities and became a believer in them. Is like, okay, well, I'm a problem solver. Let's figure out the problem. How do you solve a problem? First, you have to identify what the problem is and start asking questions. So I just got on the phone with every insurance company, because what he had was like six or seven different annuities with different insurance companies. And I just got on the phone with him and started calling and saying, what is this? What does it do? Why do we have it? Why is the value down? And asking all these questions. What are the fees? And I just made a list for every single one so that we could compare and figure out why were some successful and why were some not. And I realized in that moment, these indexed annuities were the reason that these accounts were not losing any money. And the variable annuities were. And I realized that is the core difference. Okay, these are losing money, these are not. So easy fix. Let's turn these into these. And that's what we did. That's what we started to do. And he has, you know, did amazing with those. Really did awesome all through the next run-up as when things started to recover. So I think that they're going back to the Great Depression. I think just like me, in that moment, when you start to see, hey, this person's investments are doing well and mine are not, everyone started migrating to these annuities. Okay, they started saying, this is what we want. We want to be invested in these. So investors, it says that in this article, investors placed more trust in insurance companies than in banks following the Great Depression. And thanks to FDR's New Deal, there was a greater emphasis on savings, which the public overwhelmingly responded to. And it was so popular that corporations threw their hat into the ring and developed group annuities for pension plans. So now we have our pension plans.
And if you're trying to call in or would like to call in with your comments or questions about annuities or other questions, you can reach us at 772-221-1100. This is a live broadcast here out of Palm City on WCNO. Reach us at 772-221-1100. You're listening to the Mindy Molina Show.
Thank you, Frank. Yes, please call in and give us an update on what type of annuity that you have. I'd love to hear a little bit about what everyone is invested in and if we're still seeing more variable annuities or if we're starting to see more indexed annuities.
What if they're a shy person? Could they come in and sit with us to find out what kind of annuity they have?
They can call the office. And if you don't want to be on the air, you can also leave your information and with the station, and we'll get back in touch with you, not on the air. So going back into these annuities, now it's becoming more prevalent in the United States. In the 50s, the variable annuity arrived. Why? Again, because mutual funds, stocks were starting to boom, and there was it was during the 60s that assets of stock mutual funds doubled. So variable annuities were a new strategy that essentially encompassed that. It was an annuity that had that within. Oh, I think we have a caller.
No, just keep going.
Oh, okay.
Not coming in yet.
Okay, so they created this strategy in order to take advantage. They wanted to partake in that big bang.
Potential growth.
Yeah, of the growth. And they did. It was successful. So guess what? Big boom in variable annuities during that time. Everyone was getting a variable annuity, and they were being successful. So then then, unlike other investments, the indexed annuities began with a bigger bang, right? Rather than this progression of people slowly going into indexed annuities, it was not until the big bond market massacre of 1994, where federal interest rates ratcheted up 1.5% in 1 year. Sound familiar? And it caused a massive flux with cautious investors. Okay, so this one article, this guy was talking about the experience. He said nothing was safe. It was tempting to just hide money in your mattress again, which is never a good idea to support your retirement. And as a result, this new variant came into existence known as the indexed annuity. And this type sought to take advantage of the economic climate that existed in the early 90s.
We're good. All right. Yeah.
Okay. And so this is from Susie Orman. I know a lot of you have probably heard of Susie. Frank, have you heard of Susie Orman?
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay. This is a quote from Susie Orman about this time. She said, in its efforts to keep up with mutual funds, The insurance industry introduced yet another kind of annuity in the mid-90s, the indexed annuity. It was created to compete with the very popular index funds and mutual funds that track a stock market index. I have to admit, concluded Orman, I like the concept of the indexed annuity for the right investors.
For the right investors.
And this is the same woman who said, quote, if your financial advisor recommends a variable annuity, fire your financial advisor and find another one.
Yeah.
End quote. That's Susie Orman. So she's in line with me on the annuity concept because I agree. I think that the indexed annuity is a great concept and it's reliable. The variable annuity, I'm not that big of a fan. So at that time, and I want to talk, I'm diving into this a little bit because I want you to understand that the landscape of where we are right now. So when we move into where the annuity space is right now, today,
we've come a long way.
Yeah. Today, fixed annuity sales hit a record $28.7 billion in the second quarter of last year.
People are looking for safety.
Yeah, up 79%. 79% more than what is typical year over year. 79% more money went into these indexed annuities than ever before. And what does that tell you? It's a perfect alignment of what we saw when they were initially created. People are looking for protection, right?
Stability.
Mm-hmm. And it's mainly the baby boomers, the ones that are going to are in retirement or about to go into retirement.
And protection of principle.
They are, yeah, they are seeking downside protection. And I don't blame them. You know, according to the index standard, anyone 65 years and older has experienced 6 of the 10 worst market declines in the last 122 years. So think about that.
Wow. Now, if you want to call in, you could reach us. This is a live program on the Mindy Molina Show at 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. Call in with your questions, comments, or stories on annuities or your investing performance or portfolio questions you might have.
So if you're 65 and older, then you've experienced 6 of the 10 worst market declines in the last 122 years. And before we started the show, Frank and I were actually talking about this because he was just reading about life insurance, right, Frank? You can piggyback off that of it's the same,
yes.
Same thing in the what the guy was saying about the interest rate growth, the market going back like the first part of 100 years was like averaging 4%, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then in the last 20 some years, it was, do you remember?
Oh, well, this gentleman that I was, listening to was talking about the market returns from the Great Depression to 1980. And I don't remember the exact numbers. It was a small return figure, like less than 5%. And then the difference between 1980 to 2000 with this huge tech boom and bubble that burst, right?
Which a lot of you lived through and experienced.
Right, those higher rates of returns created these various products that the insurance industry was trying to keep up with, like you were talking about, the variable products, trying to create the space in the insurance industry to also get some market upside potential, but that's not been the historic overall long-term trend of the markets.
Right. But it, and so they say what the markets have averaged, but one of the problem is what you're just saying. It's very skewed towards that one era, right?
That's right.
Of
right.
What it does typically average. Thank you for that input. And the and then how we are transgressing or transcending into where we are today in the market and why are we seeing so much money go flowing into these indexed annuities? And a big part of it, again, baby boomers, retirement. Having that experience of going into these market turbulent times, you know, I've seen a lot of losses. They're aging into a place where they're just not willing to take those chances anymore.
Now, when we're talking, when you're referring to these indexed annuities, you're, typically fixed annuities, right, where there is guaranteed return?
Well, there's four types. The one I'm referring to is a fixed indexed annuity. Right. The fixed annuity is just a standard rate, which I'm going to get into. All four. I'm going to go over all four. And there's one more point I want to make, and that is the Think Advisor. This is a website, recently reported that a 60-40 portfolio,
60 equities, 40 fixed income or bonds,
right, suffered its worst performance ever during the second quarter of 2022. And the primary purpose of that 60-40 portfolio, which is a very standard, you know, thing.
Balanced portfolio.
Yeah, it's what people go to. You know, when investors pile into bonds, if stocks go down, therefore driving up prices. And
that had been the case.
And that had been the case.
Until the long period of history in recent past where the interest rates have been suppressed.
Exactly. So as the Fed has increased rates to combat inflation, both stocks and bonds have performed poorly, which is not what we're used to. But it's one of the reasons it's kind of like that rule isn't working anymore.
But bonds are starting to make their way back in yields, though the prices may be coming down. The yields, as the rates are going up, the yields, there are inverse relationship there.
So that's how we think. I mean, aside from baby boomers just really not wanting to be partaking in the attraction of having an opportunity for these big gains is not as strong as the attraction of saving and protecting what you have. What is the quote that I always say by Warren Buffett that I always mess up and that you have to
two
correct?
Two principles.
Yes.
Don't lose your money. Rule number one, don't lose your money. And your second rule is don't forget rule number one.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's insane to protect what you have to risk what you don't need, or something like that. It's insane to risk what you have in order to get what you don't need. Going to that concept of approaching retirement, the closer we get to retirement or being in retirement, it's just insane to take that chance. And now as we're seeing more turbulence in the markets, we are looking for more security. So I wanted to, going back to what Frank said, address these types of annuities. Before I do, I'm going to go over the four types of annuities. This is the perfect time for you to pull out your statement, log into your account, call your advisor, whatever you have to do. Now is the time to see what type of annuity you are invested in specifically, because these annuities all work different ways. And it's not just this general approach. You really need to know what it is that you're invested in. And most importantly, is it the good? Is it the ugly? Is it the bad?
And certainly, folks, if they're interested, they can come and sit with us for no fee consultations to go over any and all of the details of their portfolios, to include annuities, to make sure they're on track for their retirement and have the goals that they want to achieve in their life or in their retirement are being planned adequately and correctly to the best of their ability. Certainly, that's what we do.
Yes.
Come sit with us.
Yeah, there's no charge. We just sit with you. There's always a consultation of really just getting to know each other and doing a review of what it is that you have and seeing if there's something that we can do to make it better. That's the whole point.
Feel free to call in at 772-221-1100. This is a live broadcast on WCNO, The Mindy Molina Show. You can reach us at 772-221-1100.
Okay, be the first caller. Call in and tell us, and let's talk about the annuity that you have. I know there's somebody out there that has questions. So let's go over the four types of annuities. Okay, number one, now that we have the history of annuities and just how powerful they are and how solid they are and historic that they are and relied on by everyone from the Egypts, the Romans, the royals, the pastors,
and certainly schools, companies in our country that have been around for more than 100 years.
And the ultra wealthy. I mean, Oprah has annuities. What is the speaker that Tony Robbins? He wrote a book about money and talks all about the indexed annuity specifically and why it's good, and talks about some of the ultra wealthy people that he's interviewed and why they invest in annuities. And one of the reasons is the growth, the upside potential, especially in indexed annuities, and then the protection, locking in your income, locking in your lifestyle, basically saying that no matter what happens in the markets, no matter what happens in the economy, I'm always guaranteed to get my income. And that's what they want. That's what locks in their lifestyle. The other reason is because it's creditor proof. OK, so if you have a substantial amount of wealth and you want to protect that wealth, I specifically have people come to me because of this feature. It's creditor proof. It means if you were to be sued, the annuity is protected from that. The other thing is that it goes directly to your beneficiaries, so it avoids probate. This is its own form of, it's its own little entity that just goes straight to your beneficiaries. Could be some of the fastest funds that they receive in legacy planning. Okay, so there's a lot of really awesome added features to annuities that wealthy people take advantage of. So what are the different types? There's four different types. So the first one that I'm going to talk about is the simplest form. That's the fixed annuity. I call this the glorified CD. Although it's not a CD, a lot of times we understand how CDs at the bank work, and a fixed annuity is given a simple term. And as rates are increasing, we're seeing a lot more money going into these fixed annuities because they do offer higher rates than your typical CD rates. Okay. So you deposit a lump sum. Let's say you put in $100,000 into a fixed annuity and it's paying 5% for 5 years. Well, for 5 years, you're going to get your 5%. And after that 5-year term is over, it may just come up available. It'll be free as in liquid. You'll have access to it without any penalty. But some of them will even lock in, like say it's paying 5%. Now it pays 3%. And these are all hypothetical numbers. I'm not quoting anything, but just to give you an idea, I have seen when I first started, so now we're talking, let's say 2009, some of these fixed annuities were paying 9%, locked in, guaranteed for 10 years, and you couldn't give them away because interest rates at the bank were good too, and people were not as eager to get into them as they were more of a fixed index style. But think about that today. Like, I always think, man, had I known, you know, how powerful that 9% guaranteed for 10 straight years. And then after that, I think it went down to like 5% or 4%. And then that was locked in for the rest of your life. So I have a client right now who has a couple $100,000 in basically this cash account. It's completely liquid at an insurance company and it pays 4% every single year. And it's been doing that for probably 2 decades now. And that is a fixed annuity. It's not based on anything to do with the market. It's a fixed rate. It's guaranteed. That's it. And it comes with all those extra features that I said. The death benefit going straight to your heirs. And also, it's creditor proof. What's another one, Frank, out of the four?
SPIA.
A SPIA. Yes. This one kind of trips up everything else because this is the initial concept of the annuity. So when we were talking about like the lump ancient sum times, yeah, this one goes way back. But the thing with the SPIA is this is essentially your pension. And what happens when you have a pension? You pay in money. So you give them a lump sum of money. And then in turn, they take the lump sum of money. You never get it back. In turn, you receive a monthly payment, right? That's your pension. So Frank, for example, is collecting an annuity payment from his pension from the military, right, Frank?
Yes.
Yes. So retired from military. But you're not going to get a lump sum from that. You get a monthly payment.
Right.
That's funded by a SPIA, right?
Well, how the government, saves that, you know, it's based off the high three at your last 36 paychecks, last 3 years, and they, you know, how they save for it and pay it back to me.
That's up to the
government. That's up to the government.
Yeah, it's based off of the same concept as a single premium annuity, a SPIA. Single premium annuity. You give one lump sum, and then you get a payment back until you pass. Now, the problem with those is, and I've used them before, they're a great strategy, especially when you're segmenting money. So how I've used a SPIA before is that, say a person retires, they have $3 million. We take the first million and create a SPIA, which provides them income for 10 years. So over the 10-year period, they're getting all of their income from the SPIA, and it's a substantial amount of money. And then after 10 years, it's over. That money, that $1 million is gone. That monthly income is gone. But over the course of the 10 years, we've had the ability to take that other $2 million and turn it back into three. So now all the income that they spent during that first 10 years, now they're going back in, and their other assets have been able to accumulate and grow back what they spent over here. And that was a fantastic strategy, and it worked flawlessly. And so then after 10 years of retiring and being and living, maintaining their lifestyle, they came back right at square one as they were when they retired. It's a great strategy. That's how a SPIA could be useful. The numbers have to line up. You know, the numbers don't lie. It doesn't always work, and they're not as common. However, they are pretty simple. You give a lump sum of money, you get payments back. What's another one, Frank?
Well, I too want to mention that, you know, we are totally independent and not bound to offer only one product by one company, or even a group of products from one company. We do the research to find the best companies offering the best products, not
exactly.
You know, so that's just want to be clear.
Yeah,
about
none
that,
of right? The insurance. We don't work for the insurance companies. We work for our clients. So if you come to us, we're going to go find the best company. And typically, what we do is we're going to run different scenarios and get different proposals and get the top payouts for you, and then work through that strategy. So another one, thank you for that input. And one other one is the variable annuity, okay? The variable. I talked about this one prior. It's my least favorite. It's Susie Orman's least favorite. It's a lot of people's least favorite. It's a lot of people that say, I hate annuities. They're talking about these types of annuities. Was Ken Fisher, you know, he's got all these ads about annuities on there. And variable annuities, and again, I encourage you, go check your statement right now. See what kind of annuity you have. If it's a variable annuity, then there is a very, very good chance you are paying a lot in fees. First of all, one of the reasons that I'm not a fan is because of the fee structure. And really, I will call it the hidden fee structure. Because they'll say, oh, what's the fee? Oh, it's the fee for your rider. There could be a fee for your rider, which is probably for death benefit. It'll increase your death benefit. Or maybe it is for some sort of income. But that rider is usually 0.25 to 1%. That's the fee. Okay, well, that's not bad. That's competitive. That's not a lot. Okay, but so there, they answered your question. That's your fee. But what they didn't tell you is that there are fees within the funds that are within the annuity. So you're paying a fee for the annuity. Now you're paying fees for the funds that are inside the annuity, which all have different ranges, and they can be very high. And let's just say on average, 1 to 1.5%. of those funds. And so that's the fund fees. Now you have mortality and expense ratios. Those are usually 1 to 1.5%. On average, these variable annuities probably range anywhere from 2.5 to 3.5%. And that's me guessing, but that is very serious charges going into an account. So you give them $100,000. Think about how much money you have to make year over year before you're even profiting. So variable annuities, another reason, this is the ugly of the annuities. One is because just like when people realized after the stock market was doing great. Variable annuities are great. Why? Because they're going up with the stock market. Everybody likes to see their returns go up. However, what happens when the stock market goes down? So does your account. So you're not protected by the downside. There's not downside protection, right? And so you're being charged all these fees. There's no downside protection. And let's say, oh, I do not want to partake in this market. You see your account value down. You want to cash it in. Well, now you have to pay the surrender charges. Because remember, annuities come with surrender charges. It's a charge to get out of it, similar to like a penalty on a CD. So if you know your account value is going down and you want to just move to cash, or maybe you want to take the money and buy a house or a boat, you have to pay that charge, which could be up to 10%. Depending on the contract you have, it could be even more. I'm not sure. But these are layers of reasons. And for me, I say, well, what is the point if it's not going to provide you downside protection? Why are you paying all of these fees? You might as well just be in the market, right? Have a good managed account and be in the market. Now, if you are younger, let's say you're in your 40s and you look at these as an option to fund your retirement when you're 60, there could be a possibility there where maybe I could get on board with it. But I'm telling you, if you have a variable annuity, come in, call right now, 772-221-1100, or call the office at Frank, 772-872-6332. You can go to MindyMolina.com, MindyMolina, and there's lots of little forms you can fill out on our website. Yeah. But the variable annuity. Any input on that, on the annuities I've covered so far?
Well, I think, too, we just want to clarify, too, that we're not saying you should, you can't or shouldn't be in annuities and the market. You know, that's not what we're saying.
Like having one or the other?
Right. It's not a one or the other.
Exactly.
Every client has their own needs, and a well-structured annuity may be a good portion of a portfolio for some clients, is what we're saying, as it may fit into their planning for retirement.
Yeah. If you have an advisor that wants you to just go all in annuities, because I've talked about this before, different types of advisors, you can depict on what they're going to recommend to you. Okay. So if you have an advisor that is only licensed to do securities, well, guess what? They're going to want you to do 100% of your money. They're going to want to be in.
Annuities are probably a bad option.
And they're going to say annuities are horrible. Exactly. Why? Because they can't offer them. They can't make money on them. And then if you are with an insurance-only advisor, which means that they aren't licensed to offer securities, then guess what they're going to want you to be in?
Annuities or insurance products.
Exactly. All annuities, insurance products. They're going to want as much of your money that they can put in there, they're going to want in there. And then there's the duly licensed advisor.
Ding, 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 ding,
yes. Ding. Yes. Like Frank Borelli, like Mindy Molina. We are duly licensed. What does that mean?
We'll find the plan that fits your needs.
Yes. And you use these tools to create that break even. So where I think annuities are used the best, and now I'll transition right into the fixed indexed annuity, because that one is my favorite. And that is the one that I recommend the most. And that is the one that is up 79% in invested money since the beginning, since 2021. So there's a reason why money is pouring into these, and that's because it offers downside protection. It has low fees or no fees, zero fees, right? None. And downside protection, and gives you an opportunity to participate in the upside
no
of the market.
No fees if you don't cash it out.
Well, that's considered a surrender charge.
Right.
Now, what is the worst? If I said to you, let's talk about the surrender charges, because they do matter, and you want to know what they are. But if you use the annuity the right way, we don't want you to change your mind. Why would you change your mind? We're building out a really perfect plan, and until you believe it is the perfect plan, then we're not going to do any invest in anything. Yeah,
right.
Because once you go into the annuity, we want you to know what it's for. And if you end up changing your minds, that means that we didn't do our job. We didn't do a good job of building the right fit for you, or there was a really big life change, which could happen. It's not ever happened. Thank God. Anything I recommend and have put into place actually has come to implementation, has not come back.
If you'd like to call into the Mindy Molina Show, you can call us at 772-221-1100 with your questions, comments, stories about your annuities or other investment stories you'd like to share. Call us. We're live here on WCNO, 772-221-1100.
Yes. So, this strategy of the fixed indexed annuity, one of the reasons that I think it is so crucial and so popular and we're seeing so much more money pour into it is because of what I said, the downside protection and being able to participate when the market is going up. So remember that story where I was talking about, I walked in with the guy and he had all of these annuity contracts laying around and statements. And it became very clear to me, this was not a bad deal. Because I was going in home after home and doing meeting with people and tears were pouring. You know, when you're sitting with someone that's 75 years old and they're crying, asking you to help them because literally their nest egg just is down 40%. You know, they have $1 million. Now they have 600,000 and they have no idea what the next statement is going to say. It's too much stress. But when you sit with a family and they are bragging about the fact that they haven't lost any money, you perk up, you know, you're like, well I want to see what is going on. Just like the people from the Great Depression, when the pastor was saying, oh well, I haven't lost any money, I'm still getting my income, and he's feeding the masses. Everybody wants to know how. And that's how I became involved with indexed annuities and became educated, because again, digging and digging and asking questions. And I called on anyone who had a contract. I would call and ask all the questions on there. Call the company. You can do that. You can call the 1-800 number. You don't have to call your advisor. You can call the 1-800 number on your statement and ask them these questions. What am I paying in mortality fees? What am I paying in fund fees? What am I paying in rider fees? Do I have a variable annuity? Does my annuity have any cash value, or am I only receiving payments? There's tons of questions that you can ask.
Is it a lifetime? Will I receive payments for my lifetime?
Yeah. When will my income end? When can it start? Does it provide long-term care benefits? Does it provide extra money for a death benefit?
We've done three-way calls to help potential clients or even friends with these type of questions, where we can be on the line to help answer those questions. If you need help of us, you can certainly reach us at the office or here through the radio station.
772-872-6332.
You can reach Mindy Molina, Investments and Insurance. This is the Mindy Molina Show. Mindy Molina, Investments and Insurance. Our office number is 772-872-6332. If you'd like to call into the program today, we're live for the next 10 minutes. 772-221-1100.
So why is it really, really important to have downside protection, especially in retirement? One of the really big, most, probably one of the most important reasons is this, is that you are taking distributions from your investments now. If you're in your working years, you are not taking, more than likely, you're not taking distributions. You're accumulating, you're depositing
money. You're building that nest egg.
But once you go into retirement and you start pooling money, you start with making withdrawals to pay your bills, to live your life, and there's a down market. Well, guess what happens? You have to sell off more positions to meet your income need month after month. Our bear market is up to like 13 months now or something more. The average is like 9 months. So imagine for 9 straight months, you have to sell off more positions than you normally would for 9 months.
The 4%, right? I think 4% is a industry standard for how much I can withdraw from my portfolio to keep it afloat.
That's kind of like that 60-40 rule we talked about. That's no longer.
But if you're down 20 or 30% and you're still having to withdraw your 4%, now you have less principle.
That's how retirements blow up. That's how people run out of money.
Right. This is where annuities may be for some folks a good fit as a part of their strategy.
It is.
To secure income.
And the income part of it is so important, because just like the wealthy side in the European countries, they were saying, how did the high society, ultra wealthy people lock in their lifestyle, income. They realized, just like the royals, do you think Harry and, what's her name? Harry and Meghan have an annuity? I call and ask them. You think they'll answer? So these annuity payments, it's like when people win the lottery, what would you do? I would get in, take the annuity and take the lifetime income. But you get the lifetime income locks in your lifestyle. So what we like to do, going back to that being duly licensed, okay, and not just putting all your money in annuity or putting all your money in the market, I like to say, okay, how much money do we need to shore up your income that's going to shore up, lock in your lifestyle? So you're living at this lifestyle that costs you X amount of money. Let's say you're spending $10,000 a month. How much money do we need to, because think about this, you're spending $10,000 a month in retirement. We have to include, we have to factor in inflation, but we also have Social Security income that's coming in. And let's assume there's two of you. So you have that dual income coming in. Perhaps you have a small pension from a previous employer, or maybe you both have a pension, but we still have a gap. And maybe that gap is $4,000. So now we say, okay, how much money do we need to set aside and lock into this annuity that's going to guarantee $4,000 a month so that their lifestyle is locked in no matter what, the money's in the bank?
That's why it's important to know your budget, right?
Right.
To have a, so how do you know how much you need to have in retirement if I don't know how much money I'm spending monthly or annually?
And let me ask you this, Frank. How many times do we meet with people and they tell us,
oh,
this
my
is how
budget
much money
is this much. And then when we sit down and do an expense analysis, a detailed one, oh, I didn't realize. People leave out a lot of annual costs or quarterly costs to their budgets.
Yes.
Maintenance costs, HOAs. Sometimes they forget about those costs as they need to be included.
Because you're still going to be
annual
paying
analysis.
Them you once you retire. You still have to pay them once you retire.
More times than not, the number is off.
It is. And it's usually
significantly
like more.
A third to a
it's
quarter.
It's rarely less.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like 25 to 30% lower than what they actually is.
That expense analysis is so important.
A budget we're talking about.
Yeah, yes. It really just shows you and shows us exactly what we anticipate that you will have to spend when you're retired.
These products are not only for individuals, but could be for businesses.
Yes.
So we're not just speaking to individuals, but businesses may use these products, certainly
annuities,
as well as equities.
Yeah. And the biggest factor here is locking in that income. That way, the rest of the money that you have set over here can be invested according to what is going on with market trends, right? So we can just focus on growing that money to the best of our ability, protecting it, growing it. We don't have to worry that when the market's down, we're going to have to sell off positions to meet your income need, because your income need is met no matter what. That $4,000 gap versus us for 9 straight months selling off positions so that you get your $4,000 a month or your $48,000 a year, it's already taken care of.
So another way of saying what you're saying is annuities, since many more and more employers these days are not providing employees with pensions, with retirement plans, when you've saved and built nest eggs, you can create your own pension plan, your own income plan in retirement through annuities as a portion, or it could be a significant part of your portfolio.
So, Frank, let me ask you this question. So we have people that come in and they want to talk about getting dividends, right? They want dividends off of their investments, and that's what they're going to rely on for income. And the average person is, you know, retired. We're talking about a 30-year span, okay, that we got to provide income for them. Over that 30 years, if we only use that strategy of dividends and collecting money off of the investments and not using an annuity that's guaranteed, what do you think is more likely? Do you think that there's going to be a market cycle in that 30 years? So let's say they retire at 60 and then they live to be 90. What do you think that things are going to change in the investment world that they're not going to be able to produce enough income and that they are going to have to dig into principal within that 30 years in order to meet their income need, especially with inflation and not and knowing that the income may increase over time?
It's much more complicated and much more risk. There would be much more risk in the dividend portfolio, obviously, because the insurance product.
No guarantee.
Insurance product would be guaranteed.
And the insurance product, if we did the same strategy with a fixed indexed annuity and provided the income that way. And the thing about the fixed income, fixed indexed annuity is that you still have cash value. Okay. So the money that you don't use in retirement still is there and goes to your heirs. So you still hold this cash value that is there for legacy, for death benefit. And if there's a life change and you decide, hey, where I no longer need the income, then you can, the cash value is there. But if we, going back to that scenario where you're relying on dividends and interest to offset your, to fill your income need, then if you use an annuity to do that and you still maintain a cash value and you're getting that $4,000 a month deposit to cover that gap and it's guaranteed for the rest of your life, it is guaranteed for the rest of your life.
The rest of your life.
Meaning it doesn't matter what happens in the market. The risk of what is going to happen over the next 30 years, how is the market going to impact your income? And when the market's down, where's your income going to come from? And if you're pulling income from your investments, how is that going to affect your investments when the market goes back up? All of these things are no longer a problem.
These annuities can also be designed for husband and wives.
Yes, you can get joint payouts, and you can, your IRA can be in an annuity. Any type of funds can be invested into an annuity. And the other thing I will say is annuities now provide long-term care benefits. So if you're retired and you have, say you're getting that $4,000 a month from your retirement annuity, well, that income would essentially double. So in the months that you needed care, and it's as simple, there's not a qualification. It's very simple. You just get a letter from your doctor that we, a form that we have them sign, and now that $4,000 a month becomes $8,000 a month. So you
in
have
certain products.
Yeah, the majority of the fixed indexed ones are going to offer that as an added feature. A doubling of that income. And that's so huge when, especially because there's no medical requirements for that. Long term care insurance is difficult to get at certain ages, or if you have health issues, this is a way to fund your retirement income, fill your income gap, and provide long-term care benefits as well.
So making your dollar do more than one thing.
So what are some of the best companies that offer fixed indexed annuities? It's a loaded question. There's so many. There are so many. So up to just $28 billion in one quarter in 2022. I mean, you're talking about hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars are invested into these types of annuities. And in the 90s, when they came out, the fixed indexed annuity, it went from two companies that initially offered it. And by the end of 1 year, there were 50 companies offering. And now, I mean, hundreds. And what we do is get our team to constantly investigate what are the best companies with the best ratings, because we do want to keep your money safe. And that's the whole point of a fixed indexed annuity. So we appreciate you listening. This has been a great show talking about annuities. I know sometimes a lot of advisors talk bad about them, but you need to know the truth about them and what they can offer. And you want to be with an advisor that's going to give you all the options, because at the end of the day, it is up to you. And we appreciate you so much, and we hope you have a blessed day. In Jesus' name, and remember, God loves you, and there's nothing anyone can do about it. Thanks for listening. Join us next week. And remember, if you have any concerns about your financial picture, please reach out to us at 561-729-2778. There's a no obligation consultation. All you have to do is text or call 561-729-2778. Or you can reach us on our website at www.mindymolina.com. Mindy Molina Investments and Insurance has been protecting the retirement of families for 15 years. Information provided by Mindy Molina Investments and Insurance and or its affiliates are for informational purposes only and is not intended to be relied upon as a forecast, research, or investment advice, and is not a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any securities or to adopt any investment strategy. Get your financial report at 561-729-2778. Or you can reach us at www.mindymolina.com.
justice. He is mercy. He is spotless.